This is Ozarks at Large. According to the latest data from the Arkansas Department of Health, 1,875 people have died from COVID-19 in the state since March. And Washington County has the second highest rate of death from the virus after Pulaski County. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with the Washington County coroner about what the past 8 months have been like for him and his staff.
It's hard at times.
That's Roger Morris. He's been the Washington County coroner for the last 18 years. And he and his staff are the ones who respond to every suspected COVID-19 death in the 950 square mile area.
And it's really sad whenever you do a mom and dad within 2 weeks in the same family. I did a mom, a dad, a brother in the same family. Three family members in less than 3 weeks.
As the coroner, Morris responds to calls at all hours of the day and night. Most calls, he says, come in between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Washington County Coroner's Office.
That call took place during our interview, but we stopped the recording to respect the privacy of the deceased. Before his office can attribute a death to COVID-19, Morris says they need to check a number of boxes first.
I want a positive test in my hand from either the institution or if we go on a call, which we have, and they've had the symptoms and we test them. I want that positive test. We visit with the families to check out the symptoms. Now, majority of these people do have comorbidities.
But Morris says they wouldn't have died yet had it not been for COVID-19. And this year, the number of deaths in the county is higher than it's ever been.
Well, let's put it to you this way. Last year at this time, we had 1,638 deaths. This year at this time, we've got 2,105. Normal growth is about 50 to 100 cases a year.
The number of people who've died from COVID-19 in 1 month is also higher than it's ever been since the first case of coronavirus was detected in Arkansas back in March.
March, we had one. April, we had four. May, we had five. June, we had 27. July, we had 32. And then in August, actually, we were having a really spike in the first of the month. We looked like we were going to do more. But the last week, we slowed down, so we wound up with 26. So we were very pleased with that. But September, we had 42. And so far this month, we're at 45. So we will probably break 50 in the next day or two.
The coroner's office also makes sure people who tested positive for COVID-19 don't get classified as a COVID-19 death if they died in, say, a car wreck, for example. Morris adds they're also contending with the fact that many people who have the virus are asymptomatic.
That's where I'm wanting the state to get involved, because whenever they do their testing, they don't put it on their medical records. Well, we have someone that may be asymptomatic and they die at home, let's say. Well, we bring them back to our place and we test them and they say they're positive, but they were asymptomatic. All right, well, did that really have anything to do with the death or not? That's what we have to research and make sure it's correct.
The process of research and verification before the final submission to the state health department can take anywhere from 24 hours to as long as 2 weeks, depending on the variables of each death. Morris says he and the local hospitals, nursing homes, and funeral homes have also established a set of procedures for picking up a body and storing it until it can be buried or cremated.
We're the only ones that pick up the COVID cases.
That way, there's a designated group of people, in this case, the staff at the coroner's office, who follow specific protocols to document the case and keep everyone safe. Morris says when responding to a suspected COVID-19 death, coroners wear personal protective equipment and ask the institution where the death took place to put the body in a cremation bag.
Then we show up and place them in a sanitized bag to bring them back to our facility. And then what we do, it allows the funeral homes to visit with the families to see if they may be quarantined or if they're getting checked because the family member had it. And it allows us to maintain the virus in a controlled environment until the funeral homes are ready to pick them up. In other words, it allows everybody to take care of their business prior to having to deal with the body. And a lot of times by us maintaining the deceased while they're doing this, it allows the virus to run its course through a deceased body.
Morris says in his experience so far, he's detected COVID-19 in the body of a person who had passed away 10 days earlier.
Reason being was this gentleman was a higher person in the Marshallese community over in the Pacific Islands, and they wanted him to go back. But due to the fact that of COVID, he couldn't go back. So we would test him periodically. Because I called our Surgeon General of Arkansas because we were wanting to make sure we could do this so no one could get upset overseas. And finally, after 10 days, I was able to get a negative test.
This allowed the man's body to be transported to the Marshall Islands, which until this week had been COVID-19 free because of strict travel restrictions. Both the Marshallese and Hispanic communities in Northwest Arkansas were greatly impacted by the pandemic from June through August. Thousands of people fell ill and dozens of people died in both groups. But Morris says the demographics look very different during this latest spike in deaths.
I'll give you a quick rundown. We had 20, right now we have 26 Marshallese, 24 Hispanics, 2 American Native Indians, American Indians, 3 African Americans, 1 Asian, and 126 Caucasian.
Back in July, Morris says he noticed both the Marshallese and Hispanic communities began responding to extra efforts made by local nonprofits and the state to encourage mask wearing and social distancing, and the death rate dropped. He believes that's proof the measures work if most everyone is doing their part.
And, you know, I'm sure that will upset some people, but the thing of the matter is when you work in it every day and you see it every day and you see the numbers that are legit, you know it does work, but we have to do it. I wish people would.
Now, in Northwest Arkansas, Morris says most of the people who have died during the last 2 months are white and over the age of 65. And most of those people had been living in nursing homes.
The reason I stay on the nursing homes all the time, or I got on the nursing home thing when they first wanted to open them up, the 90 days prior to opening up our nursing homes, we had 4 deaths in a nursing home, period. 14 days after opening, we had over double digits. Almost all of our deaths now, or I would say roughly 70%, are coming out of nursing homes. You know, we're making COVID wards out of our nursing homes.
He remembers this instance of responding to a probable COVID-19 death at a local nursing home.
We were at a nursing facility and to pick up one. Well, while we were there, another one died. And I spent an hour on the phone with that nurse. Nurse totally broke down because they're dealing with it every day. They walk in and see these people on a daily basis. They become friends with them. And all of a sudden, they're dying because they didn't need to.
Morris says it's been an emotional roller coaster for anyone who works directly with people who've died from COVID-19 or might die from the virus if they get it.
You worry about your own family. You know, you go on these calls, even though you wear the proper attire, you come home and you worry if you're going to give it to them. You wake up with a headache in the morning. First thing you do is run and take your temperature. You start coughing. You wonder if it's allergies. You wonder if something else is going on. You're afraid to take your family out to eat because you don't want them to catch it because you've seen what it does.
So far, more than 180 people have died from COVID-19 in Washington County since March, by Morris's count. Of those, about 55 are people who live in a different state or county but died in Washington County facilities. Morris says the state will eventually remove those individuals from its totals.
But what we have to remember is Benton County, say, for example, have like 40 from Washington County. Those will be transferred back over into our numbers.
The same goes for people who are from out of state. So the number of Oklahomans who passed away from COVID-19 in Arkansas will be transferred to Oklahoma and vice versa. That's why Morris says he believes we won't have an accurate count of all the deaths that took place in Washington County or anywhere else until well into next year.
This isn't going to go away in November. This isn't going to go away in December. This is going to be around for a little while longer, and maybe longer than we want it to.
But he adds, that's not a reason to stop taking all the necessary precautions to protect the other people around us. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
By the way, Benton County has the third highest death rate in the state with more than 150 deaths so far. And Sebastian County rounds out the top five with nearly 100 COVID-19 related deaths.